All right, so let's continue. Where are we up to here? We've got a lot of information on our hands. Right? So let's review for a moment. So the Gemara says that what? The Gemara says that that there's a three-way machlokas regarding how are you ma'arev rishus harabim, a derech rishus harabim. Tanakama says tur se pesuch mikan velechi vikor mikan, and Chananya says the machlokas beishamai beishol. Beishamai says two doors that are closed at all times, except for when you come and go. And Beis Hillel says, one deles, doesn't say anything about the deles, one deles, and one lechi or korah. Okay, so the Gemara says, the problem is that what? How can you say that that's good for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, according to anybody? How is it possible anybody holds that that's good for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to be ma'ariv Rosh Hashanah Rabbim like that? Why? Why can't it be? Because we have our famous case here, that if you have two batim, in other words, two mechitzos, opposite each other, right, two mechitzos opposite each other, and a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim goes through it, right, Rabbi Yehuda says what? Rabbi Yehuda says you can use a lechi or a korah on either side, right? And the Rabbanan say, not possible. The Rabbanan say it's not possible. So we're learning according to who? We're learning according to who? We're definitely learning according to the Rabbanan, right? Our whole Ketzad Ma'arvin is according to the Rabbanan. We're not learning like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So Ketzad Ma'arvin is according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan here say that what? That you cannot be Ma'ariv Rishus HaRabim with a Lechi or a Korah. Right? And maybe you'll say you could use a Deles, right? Which would be Beis Hillel. But even that, Rabbi Yochanan says, doesn't work. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, Yerushalayim, even though it had Yerushalayim, if it weren't for the fact that it had two closed doors at night, would be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you see that what? That it can't, this can't be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. This cannot be a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim passing through it. A real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim requires more than Deles Mikan Velechi Mikan. Okay? Okay. Yeah. So let's take a look at the Tosas. Omar Rabbah. Right? That's the Kasha. That's the Kasha, what? That's the proof that it can't be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? From Yerushalayim. Go ahead. Who wants to read? Pirush HaKuntres. It's interesting how Tosus figured this out. It's not obvious from our Rashi Girsa. Who wants to read? Right. Now it's Rashi for simple. Rashi says the Kasha is on. Rashi singles out Beis Hillel, right? Alman, Nilas Dalsas Binan, Bechol Laila, Vahochor Ketani, Osa Dals Mikan, Velechi Vikor Mikan, LeBeis Hillel. Okay? So he says, the question is, what? Why do you need? The question is, how could you be Matir with a Lechi and Korah on one side? How could you be Matir with a Lechi and a Korah on one side? That's his problem. Go ahead. Okay, because the problem is like this. Now, the problem is, it seems there are two deficiencies in Beis Hillel. Right? First of all, he doesn't say a closed door. He just says Delis. Right? And secondly, he says only one. Yerushalayim had two things. It had Dalsos Nin Olos. It had two closed doors. Right? Now, Beis Hillel is only saying one door. So there's two differences. One difference is that it's only one door instead of two. And secondly, he doesn't comment on whether it's a locked, a closed door or an open door. Right? So which precisely is the question? So Tosa says that Rashi's learning the question is the fact that there's only one door. Because you could learn that he means a locked door. You could learn he holds a it's a closed door. Okay, so then the question would be what? The question would be, how could you say in Yerushalayim, how could you say this is a Derech Rishus HaRabim? Okay, here are the important facts, right? How do you say that what? That it's a Derech Rishus HaRabim. How could you say it's a real Rishus HaRabim? And what? And Beis Hillel only requires one closed door. Right? That's how Rashi's learning. How could you say it's a real Rishus HaRabim when Beis Hillel only requires one closed door? But Rabba says that if it weren't for two closed doors, Yerushalayim would be Rishus HaRabim. So you see that one closed door does not change it from Rishus HaRabim. Correct? That's the pshat. One closed door does not remove the shame Rishus HaRabim. Right? It's you need two closed doors. That's the way Rashi's learning. Right? Yep. Go ahead. But that raises the problem. Vim Tomar. Yeah, so the problem is like this. The problem is now you're saying that what? Now you're going to say that our case... Now you can say our case of Ketzad Ma'avin Derech Rishus HaRabim is we have a wall here, right? And the Rishus HaRabim going through it. and a Delis over here. Right? And it's a closed door. It's a closed door. Right, how do they draw doors in the...
They have a line coming out of the quarter circle.
Yeah. It's a closed door.
Is it right?
No, it's not right. Yeah. That looks like a welcome mat. Okay, so there's a closed door here. Okay. So Tosh says, if you have two good walls and a closed door, then what do you have? Three walls. And Beis Hillel, the most requires is three walls. And a lechi, maybe. But the most he requires is three real walls. And we're learning according to Beis Hillel. So how is it possible, according to Rashi, that this is not a Rishus HaYachid? How is it possible? You have basically two good walls and a closed door. So why would you need anything more? It's three walls.
What's the question?
That's his question. Okay, so Tosu says you're going to have to say this. That when do we say that Beis Hillel holds three walls is what? Is there a Rishus HaYachid? That's when you have three complete walls. No, you skipped the line. Strangest kind of sorrow. So if you had three full walls, that would be fine. That would be enough. Three full walls would be enough. But since over here you only have two full walls, and the third one is a delus, even though it's a closed delus, now you're going to need a fourth closed delus. So mimamarshach. Is a closed delus a wall or not? Right? I mean, if it's a wall, so then it should be good. If it's not, then even two of them is not going to help. I mean, what kind of idea? It's like a half a wall? You need three walls. You can either have three full walls, or two walls and two half walls that add up to a third wall. I mean, what kind of a svar is that? Alright, so let's maybe now is a good time to step back a minute. Yeah. Let's take a step back a minute. Let's run through our inventory of items that we have. Okay. the last part of the assignment that year. I know I forgot about the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan, right? We jumped ahead. It was time for that. But let's just try to understand these components. So what do we have? What are our components that we're working with? What are the components we're working with? So you have a lechi, right? You have what? You have a tzuras of Pesach. You have two, and then you have two types of doors, right? You have open doors and closed doors. Well, the Gemara, I mean, there definitely is a category, because that's what we hold based Hillel ultimately really holds, by the Mavoi. I'm not talking about in our case, specifically. Right. I think we just got to have an idea of what these things are, and then we'll have a better chance at understanding how they apply to these cases. We're just calling them closed doors. We're not differentiating. Okay, so you have a lechi, you have a tzuras of Pesach, you have an open door, a closed door, and a wall. Right? That's what we have. So now what's this Gemara saying? Let's just get our bearings. This Gemara is saying that what? That a lechi and a tzuras of Pesach will not help. And a real Rosh Hashanah. If you got a real Rosh Hashanah running through it, a lechi and a tzuras of Pesach will not help. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara concludes that what? That only helps on the Mavoi that's not a Derech Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so, yeah.
You say the same thing like Dallas. Isn't that this whole question? That's also going to be no good.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a question in the Rashi and the Re. But, yeah, according to Rashi, the doors will depend where they are. So let's see if we can get a little understanding here. So what is let's see if we can understand what each thing is. How would you define a lechi? So lechi, you can say, is what we're calling a heker mechitza. Okay? It means to say that what? That it's a marker of a mechitza. It's like a beginning of a mechitza. Okay? An indication of a mechitza. Okay? So that we can understand, that if the rabbim are running through, we can understand why that wouldn't apply. Why? Why? Because a heker is only going to be good when it's in an appropriate place to recognize that this entity should be here. In other words, if a mechitza is roi here, there's nothing keneged the existence of a mechitza, so then if I say if I have a heker mechitza, then it means nothing. It has to be roi for mechitza for a heker mechitza to exist. Okay, that we can understand.
It's only a character's in time.
That's right. So, yeah. But what about a Tzuras HaPesach? So a Tzuras HaPesach is more than just a hacker, right? It's a real substantial thing. It's a real entity. Yeah. So why doesn't a Tzuras HaPesach... So why isn't a Tzuras HaPesach good through a Rosh Hashanah, over across a Rosh Hashanah, right? Because it's true you have a Cheftza of Mechitza, but what? But there's no function over here. In reality, it's Baki B'Rabim. It's not doing anything. I'm saying like this, that you could say a Tzuras HaPesach is really a Cheftza. It's not a heker of a Cheftza, it is a Cheftza. Right? But the problem over here is not that you don't have, if you had just a Lechi, you could argue you don't have anything. Because you're a heker of something that's not Nicker over here. But the Tzuras HaPesach, you say, is a thing. The only problem is that that it's true. You might have a structure of three, an entity of. It might be mitzdarif, but what? But you have another problem here. The problem is that what? That the rabbim are actually unaffected by it. It's baki bir rabbim. No, I'm saying concept. You might say in the final analysis, mitnik, that that means you don't have that wall there, but that's a different idea. That's because its presence won't exist halachically. Its presence has no relevance if its entire function is defeated.
Right.
If not, it has an archway. It has a doorway. Mechitza means mechitza. All I mean by mechitza is that it completes the hekaf of this area. This area now is mukaf by a structure of three sides. One side can be a pesach, but it's one continuous entity of mechitzos. Yeah. Okay, one second. So now the question, though, is what does an open door do? What is an open door? Why is an open door anything better than just the Tzuras of Pesach?
Can you just explain the difference actually between the Tzuras of Pesach?
Okay. Okay, so the question, though, is, so what's the difference between a Deles that's open and the Tzuras of Pesach? Right? Because, like, for instance, Lamaskana, Beis Hillel holds the Deles... A Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't work on the Mavoi Mefulash, but a Deles that's open does work. So what's the difference? What's the difference between a Deles, and according to Rashi, what's the difference between a Deles that's open and a Tzuras HaPesach alone? What do you say?
If you can function?
To close doors, yeah. Okay. So maybe like this, that a deles, the fact that there's a deles, and the Gemara, by the way, holds has to be roilinol, right? The fact that that there's a deles that is closable, what halachic significance does that have just over at Tzuras HaPesach? Right? It's not... How? No, okay, good. I'd like to put it in different halachic terms. I'd like to say like this. It removes the shame that this derech is nimsar l'rabim. Now, it removes the shame of saying that this area belongs to the rabim. The fact that it's closable means that there is a structural entity that expresses a dominance. It expresses that this is not under the rishus of the rabbi. You understand? Something that's closable in structure takes away the full shlita of the rabbi. Now there's another power. Okay? But it doesn't actually affect the flow of traffic. It removes the character of the flow as being... It removes the character of the flow of traffic from being a right to being a privilege. That's right. Because there's a capability of closing it. At any moment, somebody can come in and shut it off.
Even if there's no lock?
Yeah, locks, they didn't have big blocks in those days.
But that's a different person
that's really
been in the rabbit, right?
Yes.
It's not making it structurally any different.
Structurally, it's not any different. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's not structurally any different, but it changes the quality of what of the Bikiyas HaRabbim.
It makes it for Rashi doesn't hold it, right?
Hold on. Now, what is a deles? Now, according to Rashi, what's a deles that's closed? This is all according to Rashi. He's saying there's a deles that's closed, still not a full mechitza. So what's a closed door? It seems a closed door. Yeah, go ahead.
Same thing. It has a capacity.
Right? In other words, a closed door is lemaisa, a restricted access.
Can't walk
through it. But it requires a change to walk through. In other words, it is a hefsek. It would seem to me it is a hefsek. It's a hefsek in the drichas harabim. That's right. It's a mafsek in the flow. It's not insurmountable, but it causes a hefsek in the flow. Can we speak that descriptively these days? Yeah.
It has what the open door is lacking, but it's still not in the flow, but it's not going to be a phone.
And what's a machitza? What's a machitza? Is a bittel derech. Okay? Machitza is mevatel the derech harabim. Right? That seems to be the hierarchy over here, according to Rashi. So, now should we try to put it in practice? Yeah.